This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Oh dear, I've got some toast in my mouth. I'm sorry.
She's got toast in her mouth.
Good morning, everybody. Sorry.
That's great. That's a true professional.
I know. I apologise. That's not the way I wanted to start the show.
Hey, Alan Jones has never had toast in his mouth. He's had a few few things
in his mouth.
Come on,
toast wasn't one of them.
No, as far as we know.
That's
anyway,
right.
There might have been elements of toast. But it's good. It's TGIF day.
Thank God it's Friday!
TGIF!
TGIF Friday.
And you've been working up to this all week. You had TGIM.
TFFF.
What's it?
No.
NRMA.
Oh, yeah.
NBCN.
ABC.
ABCT.
WTF.
FGHI.
WTAF.
Yay! It's Friday. People love Fridays, but, you know...
We're all working this weekend. Where are you going this weekend to do your comedy?
I'm going to Brizzy.
To Brizzy, Vegas.
Brizzy, Vegas. And then I'm going to keep going north.
Yep.
As far as I can go to Port Douglas.
Oh, wow.
Sunny Port Douglas.
Fabulous.
Where the crocodiles are ready and hungry. and so are the people. No, it's have you ever been up there?
No, not to
it's
Port
Douglas.
It's
incredible. It's amazing. They have 2,000-year-old trees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's about time they got rid of them. They're getting old.
No, stop it.
We need a Westfield.
No.
Lots going on in today's show. Lots of fun to be had. Pressure test is up to $300. Baby animals tickets. Lots going on, all right?
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Yesterday, the team caught up with Sterlo, got his tips.
A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling. Oh, no, I don't like this one. Why don't we put the new intro on?
Sterlo, Sterlo, Sterlo is the best. Sterlo, Sterlo, he's better than the rest. He got all the footy tips for the NRL on Aussie rules. He could sell you anything, even Blue Haven Pools. Sterlo, Sterlo, he wrestled with the bear. Now we know what happened to that golden fleece of hair. We love Peter Sterling when he used to play out west. He's been in 13 Origins and in 18 Tests. All these accomplishments and accolades, wondering how I know? Well, I heard it from the horse's mouth, Sterlo told me so. Sterlo, Sterlo, Sterlo is the best.
And now, here's Sterlo.
Oh, Sterlo.
Love it. How did you track Keith Urban down to do that?
Oh, I know. Well, he's a friend of Akmal's. So.
I got connection. Us short people hang around together.
Everybody's a friend of Akmal.
Like, that's right.
When he was a traffic cop in his early days, what about just realised he was such a stickler for the road rule?
I know. He does like a road rule. But listen, I just have to say, I had nothing to do with that. That was all Akmal, so
no, but yeah,
apologies.
I think Sterlo likes it.
You know what? It had Akmal's fingerprints all over it.
he's familiar with my fingerprints.
He is indeed. And you know what? I think he's lost another bet to you. What was the bet you had?
Newcastle.
You had Newcastle v Titans last week,
yes,
I think.
Yes, he's. You know. Last week, Sterlo, as a joke, said, "I'm going to ruin you," and I thought it was a joke, but I'm now going to believe it.
How much does he owe you, Sterlo?
Look, it's $20. All you've got to think of, Akmal, is that's only what three of your stand up gigs.
Three? That's optimistic.
Oh, wow.
You obviously haven't seen my act.
No one has.
No, that's the problem.
You know what, Sterlo? We talked to Anthony Minicello ahead of the game here on the coast a little earlier in the show, and we told him that your footy card that we'd collected was worth quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
We did unfortunately have to break the news to Minnie that his footy cards, well, they're kind of non-existent.
There weren't any.
Well, like they couldn't fit his whole name on the card. That was
Minicello. That's right.
That's probably the problem. You know what I did tell him though, and I found this interesting. I told him that you look like He-Man. And in your footy card with hair, you've got that He-Man blonde bob going on. Mm. And Minicello actually said, "Wow, you're right. I used to love He-Man."
Well, I don't know if He-Man and a blonde bob actually go together in the same sense.
Remind me of He-Man in that footy card. It's a beautiful thing.
We were going to hide the fact that we're talking to other footballers behind your back. We've been cheating on Sturlo, but
we have a bit.
It's better to be honest about it.
It is indeed. You know.
That's fine. He's a good guy, Minnie, and a big game up here on another game at Central Coast to look forward to this weekend. So
yeah, the Titans game. Who do you think's going to go good there?
Yeah, I like the Roosters. Great last week. Titans won against Newcastle, obviously. But, I like the Roosters in that one. Pretty tough round. I'm going to go for the Broncos tonight, unfortunately, to add to the woes of my team, Parramatta.
Wow, okay.
I like the change that the coach has made. I don't mind Gutherson going into the halves and Norman to fullback. So hopefully that'll work. I think the Raiders will get the Eagles. The grand final rematch. Both Cowboys and Storm not going anywhere near as well as we thought they would. I'll go Melbourne in that one. I like the Rabbitohs over the Warriors. Toughest one of the weekend, 1v2. I'm going to go to Panthers against the Dragons because it is at home for the Penrith team. Mm. Sharks to beat the Knights. And Akmal, I'm going for the Tigers to get the Doggies in the last game of the round.
Doggies.
All right. Well, one more.
All right. Go for it, buddy. Go.
I've been bitten.
It's all right.
I'll go to Bulldogs this week.
All right, so
for $40 bucks.
$40. All right, we're up in the ante there.
No worries at all. And remember, Akmal, to always gamble responsibly.
Very true. Yes.
It's the lingo of the Mandy and Akmal breakfast.
I'm going to gamble recklessly because I'm gambling against Sturlo.
Well, you've doubled or nothing against. Oh man, $40 the West Tigers against $40
bucks.
The Doggies.
I'm going for the Doggies. I think I've got a good feeling on this, and I've got some contacts. I've heard some words. I've had some inside information.
Well, have a great weekend because it's going to come crashing down late on Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, Sturlo. Lovely to talk to you. Have a great
weekend. Cheers, guys.
All right. Bye. And remember, you can get all Sturlo's tips on our Facebook page. Go there at 2GOFM. And the NRL action tonight is on 2GO. You've got the Broncos versus the Eels at 7 p.m. And we're chatting to Sturlo. Thanks to Brian Hilton's Honda 7-year sale. On now, 7-year unlimited kilometre warranty, premium roadside assist. BrianHiltonHonda.com.au.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Pick the roundabout.
All right, we got Rod from Gorrican on the line. Hello, thank you for joining us, Rod. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. And yourself?
Yeah, fabulous. Yeah. My friend Akmal's here as well.
Hello, Rod.
Hey, big fella.
I'm the big fella.
He's the big fella. That's nice. I like you being called the big fella.
He knows I'm big.
You keep giving me gifts, Akmal. Of course you're a big fella.
There you go.
Yeah. It's only going to get better and bigger.
All right, Rod, I'm going to describe a roundabout. You see if you can tell me which one it is on the Central Coast. We've got a three-way roundabout, but there's a weird little slip lane in there. You can go straight ahead to the train station. You can chuck a right and get to the chemist, the Woolies or the Coles or the McDonald's. I think there's a brick place not far away. Which one am I talking about?
I reckon it's the one at Lizarro.
Yes, it is. Pack Highway at Lizarro, Rod. Buddy, you're awesome. Now, do you want to go to see the game tomorrow at the Central Coast Stadium?
Yeah, sounds great.
Excellent.
Done, mate.
Excellent.
It's the Gold Coast Titans taking on the Sydney Roosters. Tickets at tickettech.com.au. You got a double pass, buddy.
Well done.
I've got to ask, though, do I get some more of Akmal's nuts and Mandy Freckle? Or?
Do you want them, Rod? I mean, do you want them?
Technically, it's the other way around.
After coming back from after the infamous concert, I have to get some more.
All right, no worries, Rod. Yeah. Done. More freckles and nuts coming your way.
Let's be clear about this. In this show, Mandy's got the nuts.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
It's good. This is my favourite topic. Stormy Daniels, I think, is a great character.
I love that she didn't go, like, that's her porn star name, isn't it? Stormy Daniels. I'm glad she didn't go back to Rebecca or whatever her name was before that, you know? Or is Stormy her actual name?
No, Stormy is her porn name. You know, okay. Akmal is my porn name.
Okay, good.
My real name is Craig. But I use it when I do porn.
You go by Akmal.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, but it's a community service. I do it for the ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but she does it professionally and she makes a lot of money.
Well, does she still do porn or not?
No, she still does.
Does she?
I've heard.
Okay.
Anyway, someone said, I don't.
No, for sure.
No, I don't, you know, hey, no. Come on. You check my history, I swear. Not one little bit of, indecent
image. I trust you, mate. For anyone that doesn't know, Stormy Daniels was apparently the person that had an affair with Donald Trump, and there was some hush money paid to her before Trump became president, which has been, you know, across the news forever.
It's great when you get hush money, isn't it? It's money for just keeping your mouth shut.
Maybe I should pay you some hush money.
You should pay me some hush money.
Just to stop talking.
Yeah. I will expect my first payment.
Okay,
and
good.
I promise to shut up.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not cheap.
Okay.
Actually, I'm very cheap. I'm quite cheap, actually. But so, but she's quite admired in Hollywood in California now because you know marijuana is legal.
Mm.
And you can buy it in the shops. And I think it's affected people. It's affected the mayor. The mayor must be partaking.
Why?
Because he gave her the key to the city. He honored her for taking on Donald Trump, basically breaking her promise after taking the money and didn't shut up. It wasn't hush money. It was just money.
It was just money.
Without the hush.
It was she didn't temporary hush, then tell everybody in the world
hush
money.
Hush for now.
Yeah, hush for now money.
Yeah, but I mean, she's taking full advantage and she's got the key to the city. I would love the key to the city.
What are you going to do with the key to the city? If you got the key to Gosford the key to the Central Coast, what would you do?
Well, the first thing is I'd get the key cut, get 10 of them, give them to all to my cousins, and they're going to rob your asses. Going to come and take all your DVD players, your fridges, your vacuum cleaners, and then they'll show up at Cash Converter.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Yesterday, after the show, the team caught up with a pretty big name in Australian musical theatre.
This guy is going to land himself in the Sydney Opera House very soon to play in Evita, starring with Tina Arena as Augustin Migaldi. I hope I said that right. It's Malcolm. It's Michael Falzon. How are you going?
You didn't say Michael properly.
Really it's no, funny. You were about to amalgamate Migaldi and Michael. I think this could be a thing.
Yes, sorry. Like
this is great. I might keep it.
Hey,
thanks for having me, guys.
No worries at all. Hey, I just wanted to share a little memory with you. One of the first ever rock theatre, theatrical things that I remember.
Musicals
was Evita, because my mum had the original LP back in 1976 or 77 or whenever it came out. I was really very young, but I do remember my mum walking around the house trying to sing, and I emphasise the word trying, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
It's a big thing, so I'm glad she gave it a go. It was one of my first LPs listening to as well, like the big double LP thing.
Yeah.
That is Christ Superstar and The War of the Worlds and
War of the Worlds!
All of those shows. Yeah, so I'm with you. I used to listen to it as a kid as well. Special to be a part of it now.
Now, for those who don't know Evita, it is basically a musical to reflect the time that Argentina was led by Madonna.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, a Madonna.
You got that right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. About Ava Madonna Peron.
Her
husband won. Madonna Peron.
One Richie.
That's the one. And Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas. That's right. He starred with Madonna.
That was
from the was that the 90s that movie came out?
Yeah.
Was it really that long ago?
Late
90s.
I know.
Mm. Oh, okay.
What role do you play in this one?
Migaldi. Augustin Migaldi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
He wasn't listening.
No, that's all right. No, you're still getting over the name so far.
That's right.
This guy Migaldi is the first love of Ava. And if you remember in the film, he was played by Jimmy Nail. So, it's a great little role. And sadly, he has the best intentions with a young Ava, played by Tina Arena in our production. But he gets dumped. Sadly, gets dumped.
But tell me.
Sending her on the way.
Yeah. Tell me, Michael, do you get to pash Tina Arena?
Well, I don't know. I'll find out in the rehearsal room, I suppose.
Look, mate, I've patched on with her and she's not a great kisser.
Oh, stop it, Akmal.
It's true. No, it's not. She doesn't know what she's doing.
I wonder if she's listening. Probably not, luckily.
It's going to be fantastic. And, of course, Tina Arena, an absolute showstopper. So I hope everyone can get their tickets for the Sydney Opera House performance of Evita. Starring you, Michael Falzon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys.
Tickets are available right now. EvitaTheMusical.com.au. It's on in September. Have a great time. Now, team, that was a great chat to him.
Mm. Yes.
I don't know if you guys knew, but I actually kept rolling. After,
really?
Rolling tape, recording after you did
what
your little
doing?
Chat. Well, you guys started talking about Akmal's favourite song.
True
Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is what happened after the interview was over.
So do you want to give us a couple of bars? You know the song? Can you give us a couple of bars?
I don't know the song. Oh. I don't know
All right, let's
song.
All sing it along.
Okay.
Sing along. Sing along if you...
To help me along.
Hey True Blue is the first lyrics.
Hey True Blue.
Is it me or you?
Is it a kangaroo?
Cockatoo.
Or a didgeridoo?
This is not what to expect in a Vita.
Okay, cool.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, Americans, generally speaking, are a bit dumb, would you say?
It's a pretty big generalization, but I'm going with you.
All right, let me rephrase that. Generally speaking, Americans are a bit dumb.
Okay, good.
About us, about our culture.
And things
that happen here. They're a bit, some people call us Austria. That's how dumb they are. Seriously, I'm not joking. Okay. And I would love to have had an American friend with me the day that this happened. This yesterday, there was a girls' rugby game.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a crowd. It's obviously an important game. And a kangaroo happened to just, it was like a streaker. It was a nude kangaroo just crossed the field.
Jumped on the field.
Yeah. Like, if I had my American friend who's very, he's not that bright because he's American, and he would have said, whoa, it's a kangaroo. No, I would have said, no, that's just a rat. We've got big rats. Kangaroo would have done a lot more damage, you know. But it's incredible.
But the thing is, right, so everybody in America thinks that kangaroos just jump down the street. And why wouldn't they? We've had kangaroos on the Bathurst track. We've had kangaroos on the football field.
The Harbour Bridge.
Yeah. When you've got footage of kangaroos hopping down the Harbour Bridge, no wonder our American friends think that.
In kangaroo news, that's all they're getting. You know, that's all they're getting. And so but this kangaroo was very determined. He played pretty well.
Did he?
He's been signed up by the Parramatta Eels. He's called a Guernsey. He's got a Guernsey.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
If you want to see this guy in Nashville, make sure you're a club member. Sign up right now, 2gofm.com.au. Keith Urban's going to be there. Flights, accommodation, everything taken care of. Go grab his new album now, Graffiti U, featuring Parallel Line, is available on CD and online. Become a club member, 2gofm.com.au.
I will.
What is the world coming to?
Oh, God.
What is the world coming to?
I'm a getting out of here.
It stresses me when, you know, we have to take drastic measures, and that's what's happened over in England.
It's crazy times we live in, Mandy.
It is crazy time. Mm. There are crazy times here. Mm. Sainsbury's is a supermarket chain over in the UK.
Yes.
And this is a bit drastic, but they've had to put security tags on honey.
Security tags so people don't steal them.
So people don't steal honey.
So it goes beep, 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 beep.
Yes.
Someone's...
They have to unlock the case to get the honey out.
Because, you know...
People are stealing honey.
And have they caught anyone stealing the honey?
I think not. That's why they're doing the security thing, because people would be putting honey in their pockets and going out the door.
I don't know if you're going to believe me, but I looked at some of their security footage and I did see Humphrey Bieber running away. with a big box.
And Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh
as well. He was the guy with the big honey pot, wasn't he?
Is Winnie the Pooh a bear?
Yeah.
With no pants.
Yeah, you know, they've all got no pants. Why do all the bear characters have no pants?
And why are they called Pooh?
Well, Pooh with an H. P-O-O.
Pooh.
I'm not sure. I think Pooh used to sort of mean something different years ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
It meant bear.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, interesting. No pants on bears.
No pants on bears. And rightly so. Mm. We should all be pantsless.
Well, they've got
hair,
though.
Who invented this pants thing?
No, I'm happy that we've got pants on. But if you're a bear, you've got hair. So you don't really need pants.
When's Pantsless Day coming?
I don't know. Well,
Take Off Your Pants Day.
Could be...
Naughty Day.
Interesting.
International naughtiness.
But listen, your father-in-law...
He's got pants.
I know he's got
Thank
pants.
Thank God.
But he's a beekeeper, isn't he?
He is. He's a beekeeper. Yeah, he does. He's got all the gear that he gets into.
Yeah.
And he's only been stung like 1,200 times, but he doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know, he says, I don't care. Bees can't hurt me anymore.
Yeah, wow.
Mm.
Have you seen those guys that like just have the bees all over their faces and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
The guys that just try and break the world records and they're just covered in bees. That's my nightmare. Like, that is my actual nightmare.
Really?
I would hate that.
Mm. But you give away your father-in-law's honey. You gave Mandy some, you gave me some.
I've got a kilo of honey. Boss got a kilo of honey. I think our producer got a kilo of honey.
Listeners.
Oh, you were giving honey away to people. That's
right. You could be selling this stuff, mate. If people are putting it under lock and key.
Yeah, you should start a black market.
The bees have been overly generous this year.
Mm.
They've excreted so much honey that we don't know what to do with it.
Excrete honey? I don't think they excrete honey.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, no, out of their bottoms.
No, they don't.
Well, it doesn't.
It's not bee poo.
It is bee poo.
Hey, that's where Winnie the Pooh might have got his nose.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Now, I'm not a violent man.
You're not.
Not really. You know, but there are certain situations that require physical force. Mm. This is true. My first couple of weeks here on the coast, I saw a guy at Erin Affair punch out an ATM and then kicked it and then swore at it. And that to me is funny, but I can relate.
You can.
Because I have moments where I've been violent, you know, and I
not
like
to other people.
Not never to other people. Never, never,
no,
never.
No,
but
you're
to inanimate, inanimate objects, I like to, you know, teach them a lesson. You know, like say, hey, see what I did to the toaster? Let that be a lesson to the rest of you electronic goods. I'm going to, you know, because things don't work for me. I don't know. I think I got some sort of internal magnets or something that destroy electronic things. Mm. Electronic things and also non-electronic things. For example, I got a security door that opens up to the backyard where the dogs go out and do their business, as they like to call it. Mm. I don't know. It's secret dog's business, you know. and my wife Kate loves to lock the security door, and I keep saying to her, if someone's going to break in, you know, the security door is not going to really.
No, that's good practice, I think. Safe practice.
Yeah,
good,
okay.
Responsible adult thing to do.
Fair enough. Let's go with that. Yes. Now, the next day, I was trying to unlock the security door.
Yeah.
But it's old. It's a really old house. And I broke the key inside it.
Oh, I hate that.
I know.
I've done that to a garage door before, a roller door. Mm. I hate that.
Well, no one loves that. It's
frustrating.
Yeah, well, it's frustrating. But no one says, oh, I'd love that when the key breaks. That's my favorite thing.
No one ever.
I always pray for the key to break.
Anyway, so
but
what happened?
You're broken. I couldn't do anything. I'm trying my best. Because now the dogs can't do poos in the house. But they do anyway because they have no choice now. And I
Wait a minute. Back up, because you said this earlier.
Mm.
So you've got the back door that is stuck locked.
It's the security door.
But you've got the dogs inside. So what, you're letting them poo inside because you can't get them outside.
Now, it's frustrating.
The question I have for you is, do you have a side gate? Yes, Mandy. Take the dogs out the front and open the side gate and put them in the backyard that way?
Yet, in theory, that could work.
Yeah,
yes.
You didn't think of that.
But I've become very single-minded because I think the door is doing it intentionally. So yesterday, I got violent with the door.
Okay.
I bashed the door.
Did you?
And I bent it a little bit.
Yeah.
And because I got the screwdriver, I got the lock thing to try and lock. So everything I did, it was
mocking
you. Impenetrable.
It was mocking you.
It was demeaning me. So I thought, I'll teach you a lesson.
Yes.
And I shoulder charged. I went nuts, right? Because there's like, we got a kilo of poo in our lounge room and wee-wees. There's nothing I can do.
Oh,
so I took a run up and I shoulder charged the security door.
God, I wish there was footage of that.
And all I did was just, I'll bring you footage. And I just bent the aluminium and quite badly.
So
and now the lock.
The security door.
The lock, it's very, secure. Very secure. Well, and if we're renting this place, so if the agent is listening to this, we're just joking.
Too late for that.
None of that happened.
You know what? I want to know if anyone else has had this kind of anger and destroyed something that is inanimate like you.
Yeah.
And it's a safe space. I think you need to feel better about your anger.
Yeah.
And I don't see you anger
TV.
Very...
I punched a TV once.
You punched a TV?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was mocking you as well.
No, Alan Jones was on.
Okay.
Punched him in the head, but he didn't... He's not,
just a TV. So look, what was the inanimate object you took your anger out on? We want to know. 4324444 is the number. It's a safe space.
Exactly. What? I had an issue with a tin of pineapple. So
haven't we all?
Well, I had this tin of pineapple with the ring pull on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know when the ring pull breaks off?
Yeah.
was at the end of a long series of frustrations. So it was kind of the icing on the cake. It didn't just happen, you know. Like I was tired. Straw that broke
the camel's back.
And I had this tin of pineapple and all I wanted to do was finish making the pizzas and I couldn't, and the ring pull broke off. and then I used the can opener and it didn't work. Oh, yeah. And then I tried to do it another way and it didn't work. And then I got a knife and I held it like I was in some sort of horror show.
Yeah.
And I started stabbing the can because I needed to get the pineapple out of the can.
That's fair
anyway,
enough.
Anyway, it kind of made a big puncture and pineapple juice went all over me. And that was how I showed the tin of pineapple.
Sucked in tin of pineapple.
Join the conversation. 4324444 is the number.
We got Brent from Gorokan. Hello, Brent. What happened?
Hey, Mandy. Hey, Akmal. How are we?
G'day, Brent.
Good.
I got in a bit of an argument on my phone one day down the beach and decided that I would throw my phone into the water.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes.
And then to keep it going, I decided to kick a bunch of seaweed on that was laying on the beach. It turned out that seaweed was a big rock underneath.
Oh, Brent.
That showed him, eh?
Wow.
Oh, I do love that so much. Brent, would you like to go and see the baby animals?
I'd love to go through the
back. Oh, yeah, there, mate. We're sending you to the Doilo. Well done. And how's the toe now, by the way? Is the foot okay?
It's fine. It happened a couple of years ago now.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And the phone just gone, just, you know, swallowed up by the ocean.
It's inside a whale, like Jonah. All your naughty text messages.
Yeah, are now sitting inside the blubber of a whale. Well done, Brent. Have a great weekend.
Here you go.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Give Me Lols for Kids, one night only, helping raise money for Give Me Five for Kids, June 3rd at Mingara.
Yeah, the tickets are selling fast. Get yours from 2gofm.com.au. Huge lineup. And a few weeks ago, we chatted to a few of the people that are on the lineup for the night.
Yes.
We were down in Melbourne for the International Comedy Festival. You were headlining for about a month of shows down there?
A month of shows, and we were surrounded by comedians.
We were.
We were inundated.
Yes, we were indeed.
They were knocking on our doors saying, please, can we talk? Because we've heard about this show.
Well, you know what? One of the people we did chat to was your mate, Jim Owen.
I'll tell you the first, this is a memory that I had when I knew you were coming. I used to support Jim Owen. I used to open for him.
Ah, okay.
And one of the first times, maybe 25 years ago, we were doing the town hall, the big one, and it was full, sold out house. And there was a guy called Marcus Jones, who was our road manager, and he introduced me. I was really nervous, you know. Everyone's there to see Jim Owen. And he introduced me like he goes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jim Owen's support act. and I get out to like 2,000 voices.
They're going,
and this one girl in the front row, she went, oh no! That's what I start before I said a word. She goes, oh no!
Oh,
yes,
dear,
that was my memory.
Showbiz. Hmm? That's showbiz for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that is showbiz.
I've had a lot of support acts that have gone on to do better starting things, you know, big things.
Who?
Eric Banner.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Franklin.
Dave Hughes.
Yeah, a lot of support acts on the night, but you're all supporting each other because you're all kind of headline acts.
We're all equals in the eyes of the Lord.
Well, you're all equals in my eyes. You've got Jamo and Fiona O'Loughlin, Akmal, Joel Osborne, the Umbilical Brothers. We've got our local guy, Mitch Garling, as well. So it is just going to be one amazing comedian after another. You'd be mad to miss this night. You're not going to see another night like this on the Central Coast.
You'll regret it because it won't come back. It's like Haley's Comet should have got up at 3 a.m. and looked. won't be around again for another 280 years.
Make sure you get your tickets right now, 2gofm.com.au. All the money going to help out Give Me Five for Kids, staying here on the coast.
Helping sick kids and providing services and equipment to our hospitals here on the coast.
Get your tickets right now, 2gofm.com.au.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I introduced you to a website this morning and I'm not sure that it's the right thing to do because we've already lost you down a rabbit hole a couple of times.
Mm.
It's called This Is Why I'm Broke. And my kids reminded me of it last night. They showed it to me ages ago, but I'd forgotten about it. And last night we were sitting on the couch looking through thisiswhyimbroke.com. Now, this is a website for particularly weird stuff.
Yes.
Toys and gadgets.
Give me an example.
Okay, I'll give you an example. The one I found last night, which I think is just crazy. Mm. It's called the Poppet Pal. Now, the Poppet Pal, if you can imagine, is something you hold in your hands. It's only about palm-sized. It's made of a skin-type silicone.
Latex kind of,
sort of thing. Mm. And it's got little holes in it so that you can squeeze the pus.
Squeeze the pus.
Out of the little pimples.
And the pus comes out.
The pus comes out. It's called
finally
the Poppet Pal. Now, it's natural pus. It simulates the popping of a huge pimple.
Yeah. That's a good feeling, apparently. Some people love that.
A lot of people really love it, which is why they've made it, because some people are really addicted to that satisfying feeling.
That sound, I can understand it. And someone invented that. Someone took probably a few years out of their lives
to make this.
That's what the world needs right now. Forget cancer, forget all the other urgent.
Forget the barrier reef with the coral degradation.
What has the barrier reef ever done for us? We need a pus-making thing.
We need a Poppet Pal.
Poppet Pal, which produces pus.
It says, a most satisfying stress relief toy, ease worry, calm the mind, and discover a great fidget solution.
With pus.
And I wanted to know, what is the weirdest thing you've bought on the internet? Because I don't know that anyone's going to be able to top that.
Oh, yeah.
What did you buy on the internet?
I bought some crazy stuff. I bought a thing called a Mojo, which... I just, you become obsessed with certain things. Mm. And you say, I must have that.
What is
it? I don't need it.
What is it?
Well, funny you should ask that. It's a thing that you attach to your mobile phone when you're listening to music through your mobile phone that improves the music and gives you deep bass.
Right.
That's what they claimed.
Yes.
And it cost me a lot of money. And we needed the money at the time, but I wasted it like a Homer Simpson moment. I had a Homer Simpson moment and I bought the Mojo. And it came back and it came through the mail and it didn't improve the music. In fact, it actually made it slightly worse.
Right. So you lost your mojo.
I lost the mojo. I resold the mojo very cheaply.
Yeah.
And then you've been struggling
to find your mojo ever since.
I looked everywhere.
Mm.
It's not there.
This is a safe space. What did you buy on the internet that was just ridiculous?
No one is going to laugh at you on this show.
Nobody.
Well, maybe, you could dob in your partner maybe.
You
maybe
could
they
in
bought
your partner,
something.
Exactly.
Yeah. I said, no one's going to laugh at you because no one laughs at me on this show.
That's right.
So get used to it, people. It's fine. It's safe and we won't disclose your identity or your address.
4324444 is the number. We do have some baby animals tickets to give away if you want
to
join the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely, to the best thing. So we're looking for the weirdest thing that you've bought on the internet.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Try and top
pus machine.
Mm. 4324444. Call right now. What's the weirdest thing you bought online? Join the conversation for some baby animals tickets.
The lovely Ange from Budgiewoy has given us a call. Morning, Ange.
Morning. How are you doing?
We're good. Fabulous. Tell us what you bought on the internet.
It's a gel makeup applicator. Like it's little gel solid gel pad,
yes,
and you apply foundation with it and you save so much, like you don't waste it on your hands, so it is an asset, but it's unusual. And so I every day apply the makeup and then, you know, wash it with warm soapy water and just kind of leave it sitting on the edge of the basin to dry. And my husband came in and said, he kind of looked a bit confused and thought, what's that, you know, because it doesn't, he thought it might have been some kind of contraception thing.
I'm getting a picture in my head about what it might look like, Ange. How weird.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like that, though, because he obviously hasn't seen one before, but this is it's a little flat pad that it looks like a squashed jelly bean, okay?
That's so fantastic.
Wow, okay.
We're going to send you a pus-making machine.
No, we're not. We're going to send you some baby animals tickets
Which is similar to... popping pus.
You've got baby animals tickets. Okay, Angie. They're coming to the coast. Grab your tickets, doilo.com.au, but you've got a double pass, all right?
Oh, fantastic. We're 10 minutes away. Brilliant.
Yay. Oh, nice. Good stuff.
You can put your applicator on and...
Yeah, you can put your foundation on and do your...
And see some baby animals.
I know what her husband thought it was. It was one of those old things that you used
He thought it was a naughty thing, like...
Well, maybe.
Back massager.
Stop. Stop talking about my back massager.
Okay,
you're trying to embarrass me.
No, I'm not. No, but you've gone red.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Why did you buy batteries last night?
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
So this is a sound that a lot of parents and kids will be very, very familiar with.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George.
Yeah, everyone knows this. I don't want to play much more of it.
You know, it is so cute.
It's Daddy Pig.
You know, the irony is, I bet you a lot of parents are sick and tired of hearing, because they hear it, like, because kids want to see things again and again and again.
Yeah.
So this has probably been going in someone's home for 12 hours.
I know.
And then suddenly the kid's gone to school or whatever, and you go, thank God for that. I'm just going to turn that off and turn the radio on to calm down. And it's the first thing they hear.
It's true. You know what? I didn't do the Peppa Pig thing. My kids were too old for that. But I do have friends with young kids who are over Peppa Pig.
Never too old for
but
Peppa
this
Pig.
But this is an interesting fact about the girl that does the voice. Harley Bird, she's 16 years old. She's on track to be a millionaire because she does the voice of Peppa Pig. She's held the role now for 11 years. So she started that when she was 5. My God. She started doing the Peppa Pig voice when she was 5.
Wow. Peppa Pig. She's still Peppa Pig. Is almost, how old is she?
She's 16, this girl the voice.
Peppa Pig hit puberty a few...
Peppa Pig hit
I think you sound like Porky Pig. That's what you
do. That's all, folks.
Amazing.
I was involved in an animation. I didn't make that much money.
I know. But she's going to be a millionaire. You didn't become a millionaire from yours, did you?
I got my parking validated.
Okay, well, that's a good start.
And free coffee. I was in a few, actually, but one of my favorite was I was a lizard in Blinky Bill.
Yeah, the Adventures of Blinky Bill.
I was a lizard, right? And I must have an accent because one of my friends who does the voice of Blinky Bill said, "Oh, mate, you know, my friend asked me the other day, he goes, mate, is that lizard Lebanese?"
It was Jacko the Lizard, wasn't
Jacko
it?
Jacko the Lizard. It was so much fun.
Can you do the voice?
Yeah, I can.
Do the voice for us now.
Okay, well, this is it. This is the voice that I use. I don't use a voice. It's just me.
You just do your normal voice.
I just do my normal voice. What are we expecting? Talent?
Yeah, come on, do your voice.
That's my voice.
What, you were just doing normal Akmal for Jacko the Lizard?
Yeah. Hey, Blinky. Oh, yeah, what's going on here? Hey, hot enough for you, fluffy pants?
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Some quick research that has just come across my
desk. Very important. You're like the president of 2GO.
I've got the Oval Office here.
Madam President, we have
some breaking news.
We have an article for you to consider.
Oh, it's just some research that has said that gratitude is only used 5% of the time at the moment. So your pleases and your thank yous are only getting used by people 5% of the time. And that's the problem with the world these days.
Really?
People aren't saying please and people aren't saying thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So what's wrong? That's not cool. I think everyone needs to make a bit more of an effort.
Sometimes they actually, it sounds polite, but it's actually swear words. You know, like a woman once said to me, beg your pardon. She was angry with me for some reason. She said, I beg your...
We can fill in the blank. That's fine.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not always a good thing.
No, it's not.
You know,
will you stop doing that, please?
Please.
Yeah, well, at least you are being
Take your pants off, please.
Well, that's a whole different ballgame.
That's a different thing. That's a doctor. I was thinking of a doctor, not a, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Please catch up if you missed any part of the show. 2gofm.com.au.
And thank you for listening today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Akmal, for being you, for being beautiful. You.
I can only be me. Everyone else is taken.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Catch up.
Thank you, Widow.
Oh, thank
as well.
You, Mandy. Thank
now
you.
we should mention not Mickey D's gone missing. Sadly,
what's going on in this place?
It's really freaky. You know, first our announcer that comes after us, Mickey D's just
disappeared
off the face of the earth. Mm. No one knows what's happened to him. And now the person who's filling in for him, Brownie, he's had a horror. He's had a shocker of a week,
right?
Yeah, he came in on Monday with diarrhea, really bad diarrhea, and he burnt both his arms, putting his hand in boiling oil. And he's got some injury.
He had tinea
on Wednesday.
Then he had a problem with his hair.
Then he had what?
He said he had some problem with his hair follicles.
He had a hair transplant that you got in Thailand. Very cheaply, and it's backfired because you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
And the implants have gone inside.
Anyway, I hope he's all right today.
What's happened to poor Brownie now, mate?
You would not believe it. It's Friday. Let's hope this horror week is past and things will improve for him. Yeah. The poor guy, yesterday, he was a bit disoriented and he was cooking a lamb shank in the microwave. And he accidentally put his head in there. You should see him. He's got his head has shrunk and it's brown.
Because he microwaved his head.
He accidentally microwaved his head. He looks It's like Brownie's body with Akmal Sali's head.
We're out of here. Brownie's up next. Poor Brownie. He's got some Friday fun ones for you. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you Monday, 5:30. Bye.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.